And now, with a comprehensive look at local, regional, and national sports news, scores, and highlights, it's Aaron Kauk with the Skinny on Sports Report.
It's good to have you with us for this event.
Good afternoon, Western Oklahoma. I'm Aaron Kauk, and this is the Skinny on Sports Report. After back-to-back trips to the Class 4A state semifinals, the Elk City Elks return to the gridiron tonight for their first and only scrimmage in El Reno against the Indians. Elk City's gone 21-5 the last 2 years, earned their first district title a year ago since 1998. Holes to fill on both sides of the ball, but head coach Zach Maynard feels like the program's in a great place to do just that.
You know, our kids have to understand that, well, I'll just be frank, the days of Elk City being good and waiting for good classes or waiting for that class of 18 seniors, for me, that's over. I don't look down the barrel and go, we're going to struggle when this class gets up here, or we're going to be really good when this class gets up here, or we need to wait for, if I can just wait till this, that's not who I am, that's not what I'm about, and I don't think I know that's not what my coaching staff is about, and that's not what our players are about. We're going to win now, we're going to win the right way by doing it the right way, and if that means we go 14-0 and win a state title, great. If that means we go 8-3, great, because we did the best we could, we gave it everything we had, and at the end of the day, That's where we're at as a program, but I don't foresee us going anywhere but being consistent, because our kids now, they want it, and that's the most important thing.
If you can't make it up to El Reno tonight, no worries. We've got you covered with live streaming on BigElkTV.com. Scrimmage is set to begin at 6:30, so if we're not on right then, just bear with us as the middle school scrimmage is at 5 right before the high school goes at 6:30. Corn Ferry Tour is in New Jersey this week for one of the last 5 tournaments on the 2023 schedule. Weatherford's Quade Cummins is trying to move his way up the season-long points list to the top 30 in a PGA Tour card, or at worst, hold on to his Corn Ferry Tour card with a top 75 finish. Cummins fired 3-under-69 yesterday afternoon in round 1, then followed that up with a 1-under-par 71 this morning. He's 4-under through 2 rounds, well inside the cut line that currently sits at minus 2. Quade comes into this week in the 62nd spot on that season-long points list. Check back Monday for a full weekend recap right here on the Skinny on Sports Report. I'm Aaron Kauk.